The security office is one of the busiest places at Cincinnati's Horseshoe Casino. Everybody except for guests has to check in there first. That means employees, delivery people, reporters, and more. The casino security and surveillance departments watch them long before they get to that office.
I'm driving around in the casino garage, and there's a camera about every 20 feet. This is in addition to all the cameras inside Horseshoe and those in and around the Reading Road corridor.
On the day I visited, the casino director of security, Richard Janke, a retired assistant Cincinnati police chief, was checking everyone in. Interestingly, his wife, Captain Kimberly Janke, is in charge of all the patrolling for the area outside and around the casino in the city's central business district. She's been attending meetings with the casino and the sheriff's department about the patrols even before the Horseshoe was built.
Our vice control section has been in touch with, they come to all the meetings, they will be involved. They will also be involved in patrolling the casino and in and around the casino. And then the casino has 105 security staff of their own.
Separate from all this are the 10 agents from the Ohio Casino Control Commission. They are trained to catch gamblers who cheat. OCCC Director of Enforcement Karen Huey says the biggest problem in blackjack, for example, is pinching and capping bets.
So let's say you're sitting around the blackjack table and you see what the dealer has turned over their card. You know that the dealer is going to win and you're not, and you will try to pull back some of your chips so that you don't lose as much as you normally would. That's called pinching a bet. If you see that the dealer turned over the card and you are going to win, while the dealer is distracted, you're going to try to add to your bet. So you're going to add chips to your bet because then you're going to win more. And that is called capping a bet. Both of those are illegal. Those are felony fives in Ohio.
And those felonies are punishable for up to 2 years in prison if convicted. And people do cheat. To get ready for the opening, Huey met with the Hamilton County Prosecutor's Office last week. She says if a person is suspected of cheating, chances are they won't go to jail immediately, but the Ohio Casino Control Commission will question them and confiscate their chips.
So we're going to observe them, and we're going to potentially, we could take a statement, but then we're also going to go back and determine when did they arrive at the casino, what had they been doing, had they been here on other occasions, try to understand who that person is and what kind of case we want to put together.
Sometimes the cheating comes in groups. Huey says in Toledo, an organized roulette group worked in concert to try to fool the casino, but the participants were caught. In fact, more than 50 gamblers playing at the new casinos in Cleveland, Toledo, and Columbus have already been indicted. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.